It's Monday, 15th of December 2014. This is HPR episode 1661, entitled OddCamp Interview with Paul Tansom, and is part of the series Interviews. It is hosted by Coronominal and is about 12 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to coronominal@coronominal.org or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is a short interview with Paul Tansom of Code Club.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello everyone, this is Hacker Public Radio and my name is Philip Newborough. In today's episode of HBR, you can listen to an interview I conducted with Paul Tansom. Paul is a regional coordinator for Code Club, a nationwide network of volunteer-led after-school coding clubs for children aged 9 to 11. In the interview, we discuss what's involved in being a Code Club volunteer, how to get involved, how Code Club and the UK National Curriculum complement each other, and Code Club Pro. The interview was recorded at OddCamp 14, held in Oxford in the UK on the weekend of October the 4th, 2014. Okay, so I'm at OddCamp and I'm speaking with...
Paul Tansom.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
So, tell me, what are you doing here this weekend?
I'm here promoting Code Club, looking for anybody who's got a bit of spare time to run after school coding clubs for kids. The next generation of OddCamp attendees, perhaps.
That sounds brilliant. So, what does Code Club involve?
You basically sign up on the website as a volunteer, saying that you've got about an hour a week for a term or more to go into a school and teach ages 9 to 11, years 5 to 6, to code. We've got project materials for doing Scratch, HTML and CSS, and Python. And the kids on the club seem to be loving it.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. So can anybody volunteer to run one of these code clubs, can they?
Yes. Obviously, we're looking for a bit of background experience, but we have got mums running them in the schools for kids, and they're sort of learning ahead of the kids. So I think the main thing is enthusiasm and an ability to follow the worksheets and work out what's going on. So, but most people are technical that do it.
All right. So I don't know. I mean, thinking about it from my own perspective, I would imagine it'd be quite daunting to go into a class full of kids and just sort of like teach a Code Club. Is then any help available?
Yes, we've just brought online regional coordinators throughout the country to help with anything that volunteers need, help matching up schools to volunteers and finding volunteers for schools that are having trouble finding one locally. As far as actually going into the schools, we have, can't see this on radio, but we have project sheets which you can actually take a look at on the website if you like, which basically give the activities that you've got to support. So if you go through the project sheets and familiarise yourself with them beforehand, then you're ready for most of the questions the kids ask. They do come up with some wonderfully interesting ones sometimes. And you'll work with a teacher in the class, so they've got the classroom experience and you've got the technical knowledge. And beforehand you get a little bit of induction, because we work with the STEM Ambassadors scheme, who provide us with insurance and the DBS checks, so that you're all checked out for being safe to work with the kids.
All right, so you're not just sort of like dumped in a classroom with a bunch of kids, you've got a teacher there.
No, you have a teacher there who's obviously familiar with the kids, know which ones perhaps need a little bit more encouragement or help, or which ones are going to be high flyers and away and really challenging you to come up with something new.
Yeah, I bet there's a few of those. So
yeah.
It sounds like a really sort of like rewarding thing to do.
It is. It's great fun. I've been, you know, really blown away by it. I started back in 2012 on the pilot, teaching my son. He was in my first class. He's now year 9, and he's coming back and helping me, and he's loving doing it as well. So, yeah, it is. And something that we're trying to do is engage with local businesses. And if they've got a corporate social responsibility department, then people can team up from the business and run it together. And I find it sort of inspires you. When you get back to work, you're feeling really buoyed up by it, and you think, you know, I'm ready to go. And if you work with a team from a business, and if you've got a big project on and you really got to concentrate on that because that's your work, you've got some people behind you to just fill in the gap so that you'll keep the Code Club going. And smaller businesses can club together and do it.
Yeah, sounds great. So, for the listeners, we've got in the UK, this year, UK schools have introduced coding to the national curriculum. How does Code Club stack up to that? Do the two complement each other, or are schools now teaching something completely different and Code Club's coming along and, you know, teaching other things? What's going on?
No, we're working very closely with the schools. The school that I work with is actually using some of the Code Club materials in the class, and I'm anticipating that as the national curriculum kicks in and the kids come up, we're going to have to advance the materials because they're going to have a bigger background as they come up through the schools. We've also recently launched Code Club Pro, which is volunteers going in and running training for the teachers, because primary school teachers, not all of them feel that confident with teaching computing, and we give them a bit of sort of background information and give them the sort of confidence that they need, because surprisingly a lot of the stuff, well, not surprisingly to us, but surprisingly to the teachers, a lot of the stuff they're doing they already do, but they don't completely know the jargon, the terminology that is written down in the curriculum. So, you know, things like in an algorithm, that they're actually doing that sort of thing, but they're not calling it an algorithm. So, you know, it's a sequence of instructions or a recipe or something like that, if they think about it. So we're offering that now for schools that want to take us up on that.
Well, I think you're doing excellent work, it sounds like. Well, it'll be nice to have a whole generation of kids that know what they're doing.
It would be great, yeah. I mean, back in the 80s, when I was at school, you know, everybody was with their little home computers, and there seems to have been a dip. There's a gap there. There's, you know, the technical people seem to be getting older, and there's a sort of smaller number of technical people in the younger age group because they haven't been inspired at school, I don't think. The curriculum hasn't led them naturally towards having a go at programming and finding out whether it's something they'd be interested in.
Yeah, totally. I think when I was at school, we had BBC Micros and whatnot, and Commodore 16s and ZX Spectrums at home. And computing was more about, you know, well, if you wanted to work a computer, you literally had to, you know, program it. But
yes,
I think
yes,
over the years, it's swung kind of the other way, and computers have just been, the consumer devices.
Yes.
And it's nice to see the sort of like the Raspberry Pi and stuff coming along and, you know, turning the tables back. And yeah, it's good
brilliant stuff.
So.
Yes, a lot of my kids have got Raspberry Pis at home, so they're going home and playing with this. And the other thing is Minecraft. I've noticed my son, he's really into Minecraft, and I suddenly thought, wait a minute, he's doing slash commands, and he's pretty much programming it by typing in commands to make it rain or do something like that. So if they get the opportunity and they've got something that inspires them to do it, they're away.
Yeah, totally. So, well, brilliant. Thank you for talking to me today, Paul.
You're welcome. Yes, anybody who's interested, go along to the website, which is codeclub.org.uk. Take a look, see what schools are in the area. You can search there by postcode and see what's there that's looking or doesn't know about it that you can evangelise Code Club to if you're interested.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you again.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.